Welcome to the Podsecure General Cast. That's right. The number one podcast in opening the door, get on the floor, and walking the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm Nick, writer for the Obscure General.
I'm Goomba.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Travis.
This is Abe.
I'm Yama.
Boom, boom, like a boom.
All right, well, here's another another installment that Six Color Stories listens to. I don't know who else. Today, I just caught up kind of on a Game of Thrones, like a season and a half, I believe. I guess it's okay.
Which season and a half?
The second season. The second season, and then the first part of the first season. The second part. So I don't know if Barbara Mears' head got cut off or not.
You're serious?
Yes. No, why would I be serious?
I don't know. I mean, you're watching in a weird order.
All right, so I've watched it because all of you guys have said, and usually I'm always excited about these shows, but I watch them and I'm just not excited. I don't, what's exciting? Is it just the boobies?
I actually like the stuff.
I like the setting.
I enjoy the actual story and the way it plays out.
Is it because it's not really about women and you guys really hated that girls show without watching it last week?
That's just me.
Oh, okay. Is it the sex?
It's not. It's definitely not the boobs or anything because sometimes...
That one lady
the
had
hookers
like...
they have... Oh, are you talking about the one on the ship?
Yeah, she had some weird pear-looking things. And not like good-looking pears, like the Bartlett kind.
On one of...
Brown pears.
The one guy who's with House Stark... But he's... I don't know half of their names.
Are you talking about Theon Greyjoy?
That loves prostitutes.
He was on the ship and he was fucking some girl.
Yeah.
And she had the weirdest looking titties I've ever seen.
And that's why you don't enjoy this.
No, I'm saying that's why...
You love the
that's
show.
My example of why it's not just about that. I love the story and the characters.
I mean, I think it's okay. I mean, obviously...
Why? Are you not excited because you expected to be more excited because everyone
I think it's
led
because,
you to believe?
Yes, because the hype behind it. But like I see this snow guy and it's like, okay, obviously the snow guy at the end is going to become the new fucking king. Obviously these snow creatures that they keep hinting at and showing a little bit of, like in the first episode and stuff.
What if you're
they're
going to
be taken out by the dragons. It's not wrong. The sea captain eroded. He's not going to get crazy. Look at him.
They've already been done. You should just look at Wikipedia.
I just don't see anything.
Well, the books aren't done completely.
They actually stray a lot from the source material, actually.
But how do you not love Tyrion, the little midget guy?
Well, I mean, I like the...
I know midget's offensive.
Wait, what's the politically correct term?
I'm just glad you've offended another group.
He's not a midget, he's a dwarf.
Yeah, you dick.
World, he's a dwarf.
Are you going to call him an imp next?
Are you talking about...
He's a dwarf.
You don't call them dwarves?
Yes. There's a difference.
Yeah, you call him a dwarf.
Dwarves are smaller than midgets.
Midgets are perfectly proportioned small people, and dwarves are funny looking.
What's Piccolina?
What are you talking about?
It's disgusting.
What?
Piccolina's
a dwarf.
That's the midget porn, or the dwarf porn star that Abe introduced me to for some
Mark
reason.
Mark Jordan introduced
me
to her.
Is it a guy or a girl?
Piccolina's a girl.
Well, it's a little girl, of course. Oh, well, not a little girl.
Whoa.
Does her name mean little pickle in Spanish?
Yeah. I think
so.
Wait, the only other midget porn star I'm aware of is Bridget the Midget, and she creeps me out.
Don't you know Howard Stern?
She looks like Bridget the Midget.
The Midget's Spanish name.
Wait, are you being racist towards midgets because
they all look the same? They're
not
race.
They're not a race of people.
Tell that to Gimli.
Leprechauns are different race.
but midgets are just, they have a genetic defect.
I don't like where
I'm
this
not calling them mutants.
You might as
I don't
well
know. So can anyone tell me like why Game of Thrones is
no,
actually...
Can I just throw this out there? The women I know who watch Game of Thrones are way more into it than the guys I know who watch Game of Thrones, just anecdotally. I don't know what that's about, because part of the stereotype is that people are only into that show because of the crazy sex and violence.
I think the women should have bigger bushes, then. I mean, if this was more period.
There's more sex and nudity in True Blood.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I guess I'll have to see True Blood and be disappointed in that.
No, you won't. It's funny.
It's a good show.
I don't think it's that great.
I mean, the thing I hate...
fucking finger.
Fucking fingers! How do you not like that?
The thing I hate most about Game of Thrones is the internet shit where everyone mentions Tony Stark as one of them. I mean, I've never seen that. I've seen him. That's a great joke. Yeah, the Starks, and it's like, oh, look, it's Iron Man. He's one of them. It's like,
I just heard about that from you right now, and I'm already...
Yes.
Really?
That's a spoiler.
I mean, if you're listening and you make a comic like that, I'm sorry. Does anyone make a joke about the Canadian rapper?
That he's a bastard?
No, I said that though to him after he explained why his name was Snow.
No, you didn't.
I said the Canadian rapper. I said the rapper.
I don't remember. What were we doing?
I think that is what a superior joke to the joke about Tony Stark.
There we go. Let's start this.
That's why Daddy Man stabs someone down the lane.
Informer.
You're looking at me like I can be like, yes, that's the lyric of the
song. You don't know the lyrics?
I don't know anything after Informer.
No, he said something about Daddy Man stabbed somebody down the lane-o.
Who the hell is that?
I lick you boom boom down.
Canadians,
do you think get off my car? Something will get off
no,
my
that's,
car.
No, that's get that's out of my dreams and into my car.
No, that's Harrison Ford and Air Force One said get off my plane.
Caribbean
to Gary Oldman. Crosstalk.
Yes, I'm on board. So
just finish watching it. It's good.
And you guys have all finished the second season besides Aaron.
No, but you don't love Tyrion. Like you don't love that character.
What? Why? You just keep saying
no, but
Tyrion. Like every time I talk to you, you just talk about this Tyrion.
But
guy.
You don't
because he's
like
one
his
of the best characters.
His story and Jon Snow's story. Like, I really like their stories.
Well, yeah, good. Jon Snow's a bastard.
He's a bastard
because his last name's Snow.
And then Tyrion, it just, I like watching those stories. Just,
it's like, hey, my dad made me watch my wife get boned by a bunch of dudes, and now I'm sad.
No, it was a prostitute, wasn't his
the
wife.
The Night's Watchmen are people.
Prostitutes
the
can
Knights
still,
of Watch.
But
well, aren't they
Tyrion's buddy, Bronn.
That's Tom Morello.
Is awesome.
The Night Watchman.
Bronn.
Like Ava Braun?
Yeah, bro. Like the guy who's always with Tyrion, who just smiles every time he tells him to kill someone. Like, right.
But he busts people's asses with a sword. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that guy.
I love that.
The dog?
That not romantic.
I love that dude that showed up for a little bit with the. He was like, goat! Goat!
That's like everybody. I don't know
what are you talking about?
When Tyrion was, when he was like in that little cell?
When he was in that situation?
Oh,
yeah, he was like,
about the guard.
He was retarded.
Yeah, goat!
He's talking about the guard, yeah.
And he kept hitting him. The little thing? What, I can say retard?
Oh, you can say what you want.
Oh.
That was Nick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep watching it. I just
You know what I think part of it is, honestly? Is that everyone in that show, almost everyone, has such a shitty life. Is in such a shitty situation that it makes you feel better about yourself.
I guess so. And I think it's just people like swords.
And there's a lot of characters.
Cool.
No, I think it does have a similar appeal to Battlestar Galactica in that it's not so much about this glamorous situation, it's about people in a horrible, horrible circumstance.
I just thought Battlestar was more riveting. Like, I cared. Like, every episode I had to watch another one. This one, it's almost like homework, but not horrible homework, just like pleasant homework where it's like, yeah, I did it, it's cool.
Like you're doing an art project?
Yeah, where it's like, I mean, I don't want to do it, but hey, at least I had
that's
a little
fun doing
it. Pleasant
homework. Aaron looked at me so with anger when I said like an art project.
I was confused.
That's good homework.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Should you have to do it, but you enjoy it.
Should we also mention we have a gentleman dog in here? Well, it's a female.
Yeah, my dog Tilly is representing. maybe we'll post a picture to Facebook.
Gentleman Dog is my new superhero name.
Hey, Tilly.
I like that. Right now, Travis is still trying to come up with the superhero power from 2 weeks ago.
You know what? I found mine.
Just so you guys know. And no,
telekinetics.
When you drew Travis, you just drew him as the Hood.
That's what he wanted.
I just told him
like
to do that. I said make it easy.
He's like, oh, make me look like the Hood.
Just have Trevor wearing a hood.
My favorite part of my costume were the ankle socks.
Well, Fiamma's going to be superhero, he's going to wear ankle socks.
Since you drew that, I've seen two porn scenes where the black dude is wearing black ankle socks. And I feel like it's catching on.
Well, hey, no, it is. If you're wearing black shoes, you kind of have to wear black socks.
But I'm not wearing shoes. I'm just wearing ankle socks and a leotard.
Is it just wearing socks?
No, they're supposed to be like little pixie boots.
Do you go to the website? Have you ever been to the website?
Yeah.
It's not actually on the website, though. It's on the Facebook.
Can we plug our website?
It's on the podcast.
No.
Hey, you know what? I just want to take a second to talk about how awful softcore porn is right now. Last night, I was changing through the channels, and there was a movie called Bat Babe. Wait, what was it? The Dark Knighty. And the villain, he was called the Jerker. You could guess what he did.
He stole
porn. And he mimicked playing with himself.
And did someone give him a blowjob on his stomach?
No, right? See? I didn't see, because I only watched about 20 minutes of it, because that's how long it took to finally get to a sex scene. And the sex scene, they were totally not into it, that I got upset and had to change it. So I just want to say, everyone should stop watching softcore porn, because only probably 12-year-olds watch it. That's who it's pretty much for, right?
Pretty much. What movie did you sit through to get to Bat Babe?
I saw the last 25 minutes of Godzilla with Matthew Broderick, because I was like, Bat Babe, the Dark Knighty is on, so I need to watch this and hear that Puff Daddy song, Come With Me.
Travis, how would Godzilla sound? I just want to hear you without trying to interrupt Nick. Like you did last.
Is it Godzilla sound effect that you did?
Nick, can you talk and then he?
No, I don't want to deal with that.
I don't think 12-year-olds watch softcore porn though, because they have the internet.
Well, we're talking about like when we were kids.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I watched Emmanuel 5 Scrambled
in space.
No,
was that the one with Chris Allen?
No, I don't know. It was the one where she was like on a cruise ship and then she got kidnapped by an Arab sheik.
Oh.
Not the Iron Sheik, who was Persian, which makes no sense. it's the one where she's like in the Mediterranean the whole time, and then there's like a virgin bride, and she deflowers the virgin bride so that she won't have to marry the evil sheik.
She does?
Yes.
With an object?
She fashions a dildo out of a tablecloth.
Wait.
Like she rolls it up and makes the head of a penis with it. You guys don't remember this?
That's like a MacGyver.
And I know this happened because after I saw it scrambled, I saw the unscrambled version.
The MacGyver of dildos.
Yeah.
That's weird.
If I could have watched not softcore porn at the time, I would have. But I had no other option.
No, because for us.
But that's not even softcore. That's just scrambled.
No. But Emmanuel is a softcore porn. It's all simulated
so
sex.
You watched Scrambled softcore porn.
Yes.
I did Spice Channel Scrambled.
Yep.
And Mom caught me.
You're so wicked, getting so hard.
Doom, 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 doom. That's
those,
the
these were Spice. These were Spice Channel ads, but they were Scrambled.
And we both knew.
And we would see them all the time. By the way, this is Abe talking.
But you also got caught with the porn channels. Was that with Travis when you were calling? When Mom looked at the phone bill and saw that you were calling... Porn line?
Okay,
can
look
you
it.
Call
porn line?
Look, look it. All right, as one of my ex Mexican coworkers used to say, look it. Let me put
she
it this way.
She used to be.
Okay.
She's still your coworker. She's just no longer Mexican.
Because
one of my friends
stole, I mean, or had a
busy lifting drink,
a dirty magazine, and then so the dirty magazine had phone numbers in it, and I would call them. For the very beginning, because I didn't have a credit card. I was like 12 years old, so I would listen to the beginning, and I just thought it was funny.
Didn't apply for one.
No, I couldn't have a credit card then. So I would hang up, and then Mom said they got the phone bill for like $400, and she didn't know why. And then when she looked, she saw that those were the days I didn't go to school. So my mom did Batman-style detective work.
So how did you beat off?
I didn't. Because I was just listening to the beginning because it was funny. I was not doing it to do anything to myself.
And you still got charged?
I don't know.
Because that was after the 800 number type thing, so it would get rerouted to another country.
Yeah, and it kept going, and I would hear, I was like, well, maybe I could get something this time. Never happened. And I was so embarrassed, and then that our stepdad, he actually talked to me, and he said...
Eddie?
Yeah, if I needed to, he'll go buy me a subscription of Playboy or
Hustler. Wow, really?
I should have said yes, but I was embarrassed.
Well,
Well, you lost that.
I did lose because out.
Did he really say if you need?
I think so. I don't really know.
I wish I got caught almost masturbating to the phone.
I wasn't masturbating though. I was just listening.
Who was involved with this?
It was me by myself.
But
you blamed it on your brother-in-law.
No,
had it got. But had you gotten more out? Wait. But had you gotten more out of the phone call, would it have led to masturbating?
You know what? I'm not going to answer that question.
Were you ready in hopes?
Wait, next question.
So you thought you were going to talk to someone?
Yeah, I was hoping to.
But if you were like really young, wouldn't they have been like, you sound like a little kid?
No, would you have done a voice like, what's up, girl? No. Or just been, hey, what's up, dude?
No, I sound very manly, so I don't think I need to do that.
You know, when I was in 7th and 8th grade, we somehow it got around the school that there is a phone sex number you can call from the payphone on campus, and you don't need to put in a quarter, it'll go through, and then they'll ask you for a credit card and stuff, and at that point you'll get caught, but for like 3 seconds, you'll talk to an operator. So
that just redacts you?
Like, you'd call, and it would answer, and a woman would say, hi, like, what credit card would you like to use? And then at that point, usually you'd either get caught because your voice sounds like a little kid's or something would happen, you don't have a credit card.
And you're so in high school.
No, we were in like 7th or 8th grade. But we'd call this number just to talk for 3 seconds to the operator of the phone sex line and then get kicked off.
That's excellent. Travis, how much do you masturbate?
Well, that's a loaded question.
Oh, I get it.
No, there was no pun meant for there.
Wait.
Teddy.
What? What does that mean?
I didn't mean it. There was no pun intended.
But you said loaded.
When I said loaded question, loaded. I genuinely did not, there it was genuinely no pun intended.
Are you drunk?
No.
I should explain, I made my first cocktail today. I made the Sidecar, a classic.
Are you?
A little.
Apparently, okay. Ernest Hemingway's favorite, from what I read.
Which I thought when I walked in, the Yama says, I made sidecars. I thought we were going to have races around his office.
I've had two, so we can have races.
Okay. Yes.
Race you around the office.
And there is a gentleman hiding in his office somewhere.
Yeah, we're recording after.
You mean another guy, one of us.
In the vault. He's in the vault. Well, he's not in the vault. He's outside
the
vault.
Wait, isn't the vault a superhero prison? Yeah. A villain?
Yeah, so I guess we're in a superhero prison in DC.
The vault now.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that Marvel?
It's a drink. The sports drink.
Is it Marvel?
I think it is. Yeah.
There's the vault and there's the raft in Marvel.
And right one, they use Rikers.
And the floaty.
And the floaty. the floaty is what as well.
To answer Travis's question, it's Ernest, like Ernest Borgnine said, he masturbates a lot.
Not a lot. Can someone explain that to me?
Ernest Borgnine?
Yeah.
It was just a video that they
had,
like on CNN or something like that, and they said, hey, how do you stay look so young?
And then he
didn't say anything, but he was mic'd up, right? And he leaned over to the guy and he just said, I masturbate a lot.
Actually, also, this was on Fox and Friends.
There we go.
So it didn't happen.
No, it did happen. That actually happened. There's no embellishment. He actually just said,
because he didn't want to tell him what his secret was, but he did tell him, and everyone heard it.
It's like one of those things where he forgot he was mic'd.
And he laughed right afterwards, an awesome laugh.
And then he died.
Oh, shit.
Because he wasn't masturbating.
Because he stopped masturbating a lot.
That could be it.
So, Travis, you could live a long, long time.
I don't like this all of a sudden insinuation happening here, just because I'm, like, the only single gentleman.
I don't believe you. I don't believe them, Travis.
What?
I know he doesn't play with himself a lot.
No.
Not anymore.
I was just saying that. You didn't have to keep going.
Calm down in my old age.
Did we answer your question about softcore porn?
I guess. I don't even remember what I was saying.
Well, my question about Game of Thrones was answered, but not really.
No, the answer to your question about Game of Thrones was that softcore porn sucks.
Nice.
No, but we did explain to you why we like it.
I am catching up on the new season of Breaking Bad, and it's fantastic.
Ooh, yes.
Oh. I've never seen that show.
You're missing out.
You watch, what's that vampire movie with in the South?
True Blood. It's
a show.
It's a show.
You're watching that True Blood, yet you've never seen Breaking Bad.
Well, Lafayette is in True Blood, and he's the sassiest black man ever. Calls everyone boyfriend and hooker.
Sassier than Wormser?
Yes.
Wait, no, Lamar.
Lamar from Nerds.
The man on the mic.
He is way more sassier.
I don't believe.
Calling everyone hooker and snapping his fingers.
Did he say hookah?
Yeah,
hooker?
He says hookah. Hookah.
Hey, hookah. And what's up, boyfriend? Like, it's in every episode. It's great.
I'll see you one day.
See, but I know this isn't a good selling point if anyone's hearing this.
Hey, if you guys like sassy black men who say hookah,
you watch. We got a show for you.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm drunk.
All right, well, we'll take a break now. Was the soda that just dropped, Jim?
That was me, I'm sorry.
You got some questions?
No.
You said you did.
Nah, I thought you were going to read them.
This is great. I love this.
Yeah, no, I got the questions.
Son of a bitch.
I don't have any questions.
Neither do I.
By the way, I just want to throw this out there. I'm going to change my Twitter handle to Obscure Yama.
Oh, shit!
Yeah. It's happening.
I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to figure it out.
I'll help you out. I'll help you out.
You got to call the Twitter administrator, and then he puts in a file for it. So
I'm raising the roof right now.
A lot of bureaucracy.
I don't think that's a roof. That's not a real
answer. Wait, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
You're just going to try and change it.
No. Have you tried to lately?
Yeah.
You have to call, you have to call the Twitter hotline now.
This is a joke.
No, it is. And then you have to put your credit card.
Okay, see, now you just ruined it.
I don't know. No,
he made it work.
Because they had no...
He made it work. All right. I got this question from Art Testin from the History Twins. He says...
Run our test?
Yes, it's Run Our Test. He says, which one of the comics that I have done that you haven't read do you like the best? If you answer the question, I might listen. Well, that is all of them.
That's a great question.
There was this one that was about toenail clippings.
What?
I'm almost positive. That's my favorite one.
What? Are you serious?
I think so.
Okay.
This is from the History Twins, right?
Apparently Nick has read it, and that's what his answer is.
I love it. I all like right. it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Britney Spears.
What's the rest of that?
Try so hard, I can't get enough.
Thank you.
Don't know what it is. So did we answer every question up in that flow?
I believe we did. All right. Stephen. Stephen Beals or Stephen Beals. I'm not sure which way it goes.
St. Beals?
Yeah, the guy behind Cheesebo. I can never say it right, so it's one of those, though. He says, here's a good question. Before you make a comic, do you ask yourself, what would Steven do? I'll take my answer off air. Oh, well, then I guess I won't answer it right now then. All right.
Next question.
Next question is from Saeed. I'm going to say your name wrong.
What's up, Saeed?
Faridzadeh. Yeah. Pretty sure that's how you say his last name. From the Frums fame?
No, you could just say his first name.
Saeed from the Frums? I think he'd want to hear.
Or the letter.
No, remember,
the letter.
He said we could just call him Saeed Frump.
Oh, yeah, Saeed Frump, sure. All right, he says...
Got Frump butt.
That is the best thing you've ever said.
I don't get it.
I'm proud of you for the first time. I like the character who doesn't get it.
Thank you.
Okay, Saeed says, how often do you feel the need to hide your webcomic due to its content and how people might look at you if they knew?
This is Nick here.
Oh, yeah.
Attaboy. I don't really ever feel like I need to hide it because
you don't tell anyone about it.
Yeah, exactly. So
you are hiding it.
No. Well, but if I would tell like family and coworkers, they wouldn't care. So why would I tell
them? My coworkers think it's fucking amazing.
No, there's one coworker of mine that knows, and she thinks it's funny because
Is she kind of a big girl?
No.
Does she listen?
No, I haven't told her we have a podcast.
Well, if you do, this is Aaron, and I'm sorry.
What? Wait. I don't have coworkers.
I'm just saying people that I know, they really wouldn't be interested in it. That's why I don't say anything.
That's the best thing Aaron's ever said.
I don't have coworkers.
Wait, what? I got coworkers?
Wait, can you repeat the question?
He was like offended at the implication that he might have coworkers.
Yeah, coworkers.
It's not the question. It's just coworkers. Fuck that. I don't work with nobody. All right. Anyone else hide it? I know Abe doesn't. He goes to Apple stores and puts our shit up there.
Yeah. will say there are times, I don't remember a specific example because it's been years since I've written a comic, but there were definitely times where I didn't repost the comic on my personal Facebook feed because I made a joke in the comic that came out of an interaction I had with a real person, and I didn't want them to feel like I was making fun of them because I was.
It's like my Facebook page. I'll tweet stuff that are very dirty and horrible, but then my Facebook page will have a version that's cleaned up, which me and Travis always point out.
Well, your Facebook page also has to have room for all those pictures of you without sleeves on your shirt. I mean, so you can't really.
Like the one where you're sitting on that throne. And,
well, that's just cool.
You're so dark in that.
Or
I was in the Bahamas.
But or like, racist.
But like, yeah, you're Wesley Snipes dark.
Oh no, I'm not.
That's purple.
You did get pretty dark.
I do.
You're pretty dark right now.
No, I'm not.
You are kind of dark.
Or the one where you're standing like, in the hotel room with your cargo shorts and your sleeveless shirt that you post on Twitter as well.
Because I'm buff.
Yeah, those.
You
those are
pretty
awesome.
Buff in that one.
You are. You know, it's a pretty nice one for the ladies out there. If you saw it, I'm sure you appreciated it.
Answer the question.
Or the men. Tory Ham, possibly. Yeah,
isn't
well,
that a baseball player's name?
Tory Haim.
No, it's
Tory Haim.
John.
You just making that up?
I always refer to Tory Haim as Tory Haim because it sounds like Corey.
He's dead.
He is dead.
Tory Haim's still alive and loves Fringe.
Corey Haim is dead.
Okay, go.
All right, yeah.
Well, no, as far as...
I
that's
don't.
The name
I
of
mean,
a band. Okay, go. I just realized that, but keep it.
Like, on Facebook, I asked everyone to be the fan on it, so I'm not ashamed. I mean, I don't bring it to everybody, but whatever.
I share it with like my fellow art students. That's pretty much it.
I don't think anyone's really that ashamed except for Nick.
I'm not ashamed. It's just no one.
I'm ashamed of my mean-spirited sense of humor.
I don't think I've ever necessarily tried hiding it, but I, as far as like, for the ones that I've written. I wouldn't necessarily want my mom and dad to read the Christmas two-parter that I wrote. Just because it's dirty.
But your dad is cool. Your dad
No, I know.
Funny.
And he had a mustache and a mullet.
Isn't he going to think your older...
The mullet's gone.
Isn't he going to think your older little brother being carried away by... like? Isn't that awesome?
No. Travis's dad looks like Sammy Hagar.
I don't think any dad's like, hey, that's awesome. My kid's being carried away by an eagle. That's why would he be...
No, but really, like me, that. I'm not ashamed. It's just the people that I know, they probably won't care. I will show them if they saw me working on it, but if they don't care.
If someone were to walk into your house and you're working on it, and they'd be like, what's that? You'd actually say, oh, it's a comic.
Yeah, if that happened that way, I would do it like that.
That'd be kind of creepy. But
All right, well, so that kind of answered the question. Oh, and then like
can we call this episode Loose Threads?
Loose Threads. I guess a follow up to is or rather how you think they would look at you if they knew you guys wrote such vulgar material.
My family knows that I'm vulgar, so
yeah, they do.
You just said vulgar.
No, I said vulgar. Well, whatever. I'm kind of drunk. It don't matter.
Now people, people know we're all vulgar. I guess. Well, except for Abe.
Yama's not vulgar.
I'm not vulgar.
You know what? No, it's only me and Jim.
Yeah, I'm...
Yeah.
I'm
Travis could be vulgar.
In real life, especially.
Just his burps and his smells and stuff.
That's as vulgar as it gets.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Well, good night, everybody.
No, yeah, I guess it's only me and Nick.
I get called a prude. But
mostly Nick.
No, that's not true.
Well, let's go back to the last tweets then. Because okay. I saw a bunch about wieners coming from your Twitter feed.
Well, but as far as the comic itself goes, I mean, your comics have been more vulgar than his. But his on Twitter
only
is more vulgar.
If we go by percentage of comics I've done to him, of
no,
course
comics
mine are.
Comics yours.
Because I've done like
if you even check the percentage, yours would mine aren't as dirty.
Possibly
as
not, because I've done like over like 200 comics. You've done like. 50.
But yours are all about rape. When I do a dirty one, mine's not as harsh. Yours is about straight up rape.
They're not about
raping Trevor.
Yeah, but that's happened like 6 times.
That sounds like a dramatic film, Raping
Trevor. Raping
Trevor's
good.
And it would, Lifetime?
It would, like a foreign film.
No, it was a Miramax film from a few from like 10 years ago. It was at Sundance Film Festival.
Rape Train?
Raping Trevor.
Oh.
Rape Train?
Have you guys heard of this movie, Compliance, that's coming out?
What's it about?
Is it the sequel to Flight of the Navigator?
No, it's based on the story of the McDonald's strip search prank call.
Oh shit, that's fucking
what?
Disturbing.
You guys know about this?
No. Yeah, that's the most disturbing
thing. This was the incident in like 2004 where a guy prank called a McDonald's and told the manager that one of her female employees was suspected of stealing from a customer and gave a really vague description of she's a young girl, she's got dark hair, and the manager took the female employee back there and this person got the manager to make the female employee take off all her clothes.
They were on the phone?
Yeah. Take off all her clothes, do jumping jacks, do crazy shit. And then the manager was like, I have to go back to the front. And then the guy on the phone was like, well, do you have someone like your husband or something? You can come to watch her. And she called her fiance. Her fiance came in the back room and watched the girl and got on the phone with the guy. The guy made the fiance make the girl masturbate and perform oral sex on him.
How can this... This is real. This
yeah.
Really
it was disturbing.
I remember hearing about this.
There's
how
a,
does it go there, on
there's a, there's a video from the security camera. If you go... If you search McDonald's strip search prank call.
This but, girl really loved Chicken McNuggets. She wasn't going to give up that job.
That's what I'm... Like...
I mean, to be like where your boss's fiance says, hey, this guy on the phone wants you to blow me.
But here's the thing that's interesting to me is that... This movie, Compliance, that's either out or is about to come out, it's based on the incident, but they changed a few things. But the things that they changed made the story less crazy than it is in real reality, because it's almost like the real thing that happened is too crazy. For instance, in reality, the manager went and called her fiancé, who doesn't even work at McDonald's, to come participate in abusing this girl. And in the movie version, the manager has another cashier go back there. Because the other cashier already works there.
Well, you know, in movie time, that would take too much time. She'd call her husband, then he has to go.
But I'm just saying, usually what happens is in the movie, they over-dramatize something or they make it crazier.
Yeah.
In this case, they're like, there's no way because the thing that really happened would really happen. We have to make up something. I don't know why this came up.
Travis, did that ever happen to Farmer Boys?
I can tell you what did happen at Farmer Boys, though. They wouldn't make your food until you order it.
And then they take, like, 6 hours to give me my goddamn bacon turkey melt.
The first time...
It was good, though.
The first time Travis mentioned that he worked at Farmer Boys to me, and I made a passing joke about working at a crappy fast food place, and he lectured me for about 8 minutes. They cook everything fresh when you order it.
Wait, did he say it's not a fast food place, it's a fast-a-ron?
That's what they called it.
Oh my god.
Okay, there was a very brief period where I was brainwashed.
That's job pride.
Orientation.
I hated it too, though, but I hated it.
You hear that noise? That's job pride fucking with you.
I say fuck job pride.
Man, that's fucking rough. All right, so what do we learn about this? We're all millionaires? All right.
Also, go on the Google.com and search I Fuck Millionaires.
The Google.
Again, we can't say that.
We can't stress enough.
We cannot stress it. Please go look into fucking millionaires. It's important. Here's another question from Lynn from Six Color Stories, our only listener. Lynn says, what are your favorite foods for the whole group? I'll think of a real question later.
Like, what is my favorite food for the group?
Yeah, what's your favorite thing to watch us eat?
I think she means just for you.
Okay. No. I know that's what she meant. I didn't really think she was asking, what's my favorite food for other people to eat?
Or does she mean like a food group? Like,
oh my god.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Proteins.
Proteins.
Carbohydrates.
Snacks.
You serious with that?
No.
What are snacks, though?
No, just answer her question.
All right, favorite food.
Sandwiches.
I like burgers.
A good deli sandwich is pretty good, actually.
I kind of like everything.
Or sushi. Sushi, I'd say, is probably one of my top.
This is Nick. This is really...
it's really important. It's like, look, I'm going to say who I am.
They need to know what food I like. No, but I like pretty much any kind of food.
Except for Rapid Country.
That took me a while fantastic. To process that, to understand that's what you're saying. But I would say sandwiches, too, because you could pretty much put anything in a sandwich.
Can you say that your favorite food is sandwiches?
Why not?
Because that's so broad. It's
like, no, that's why. You can put anything.
What's your favorite sandwich?
Oh, well, that's a question right there.
Shit. I would just go like at Subway, my sandwich is... I'm just going to go Subway. No, it's not my favorite sandwich.
Come on. That's like asking me what my superpower would be.
This is hard.
Like a nice Reuben?
No, I would say like an Italian style, like
pastrami,
cold cut one, and then with Italian dressing on top.
An Italian style millionaire. That's my favorite.
The Italian millionaire.
Yes, I. Okay, wait. Here's an actual one. Okay, good one.
No one answered.
We didn't even answer.
Yeah, well, does anyone want it? Go ahead. You guys, what's your favorite food?
I say cheeseburgers. I like cheeseburgers.
Same thing. It's like too general.
Yeah. I don't really.
How
like
is that general? A bacon cheeseburger.
Well, a cheeseburger is a specific thing.
But
a cheeseburger is also a sandwich. It's a hot sandwich.
See, so I answered cheeseburgers in that.
Well, cheeseburgers don't fall into the category of a sandwich.
I feel very hot.
It's meat sandwiched between two things.
I think it's like a little bit different.
If you were in between Travis and Abe, you'd be an Aaron sandwich.
Okay, is a burrito a taco?
Sometimes Mexicans say that. We're Mexican. No. I can say that.
No, a burrito's not a taco.
Well, but it's all the ingredients in a burrito.
But it's wrapper is different, the shell. And a burrito is wrapped the fuck up.
That's
it's,
like comparing DMX and Ice Cube, but the wrappers are different. Nothing on the air and like that? All right.
I'm really proud that no one so far has said pussy.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
No, because we're asking about, we get serious about food, that's why.
Well, I like french fries. A lot.
That's your favorite food.
That's bullshit.
Aaron's holding back, trying not to say I like chips.
Hey, you know what? Like Screech Power said on Celebrity Fit Club, I will challenge you to physical combat if you seriously fries are your favorite food.
I do like.
He didn't say that though.
He didn't say what's the fry
wrong?
Part.
Can I ask what's wrong with that?
What
saying fries are your favorite?
How are French fries? Your favorite
food? Are you gonna sit down and be like, I want fries?
As you know what? Yeah,
actually,
he has them. No, sometimes.
I have done that.
No, yeah, sometimes. But all the if it's your favorite,
like when I go, to Denny's with my friends, even though Denny's is shitty, like.
Oh, I'm glad you prefaced that. That's good.
It's not shitty.
Denny's is pretty shitty. I'll just get usually French fries,
but I enjoy it.
Although the Superbird is okay.
Why don't you just listen to things on the menu?
I'm going to talk about Denny's. They're bathrooms.
Moves over my hammy.
They're open 24 hours, and you can find a location at Denny's.com.
But French fries are good. I like French fries.
Breakfast Dagwood.
All right, well, I got a good one, says Lynn from Six Color Stories. Let's be the judge of this.
Didn't we just answer?
Teresa O'Neill.
No, she has another one.
What my answer, Teresa
O'Neill. Wait, so she asked that, and then she said, oh, okay, I got a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chorizo is pretty good.
Okay, you're chorizo.
Chorizo and egg, that's my answer.
How have your personal experiences affected your writing, whole group? I've seen Travis raped a lot, so that's why I write a lot about Travis.
That's not true. He's totally making that up.
You're serious.
He's serious.
He just wanted to get that.
So, ladies, if you were concerned about Travis actually being raped, he's untouched. So, so come at him with that stuff. No, I mean, all of the stories are basically based on something.
Pretty much what we talk about.
They're all personal events, aren't they?
Pretty much.
Yeah, like the one about Aaron forgetting the microphone, and then it happened again.
It did happen again.
Tonight.
So I'm not allowed to take control of the microphone anymore.
But, for example, like, the most recent comic I wrote was just based on a text I received out of the blue from Nick. I don't know if that counts as a personal experience. I guess I had an experience reading the text.
Well, it also didn't... Was it also partially based on your teacher in high school?
No, I just shoehorned that in because I wanted to tell that story.
Oh, okay.
I like that we say shoehorn. No,
it's,
I like that.
It's a based on a true story comic. It's sort of like the movie Glory.
Yeah. What the fuck?
No, because the movie Glory is...
Oh, yeah, let's all talk about the movie Glory.
He just saw that and wanted to let us know.
That's why I'm using that. Or
you had never seen the movie Glory before?
I had seen... Last time I saw it was like in middle school.
Can I say that the movie Glory has one of the funniest lines in it, but it's a line that you can't ever repeat, which is when Denzel Washington says to Morgan Freeman, Nigga, is you an old man or is you an old woman?
I think I want to see this.
Is that the one, Matthew Broderick?
Wait, yes. But she's, yeah. She's saying our actual, like, personal experiences from what? Like, now or childhood?
Like, when you were ripping
what?
The shirts off of your, or the sleeves off of your
ripping
shirt.
Ripping the shirts off of your sleeves.
When you're ripping the shirts
that,
off
that
your
works.
That
so works.
So he only wears sleeves.
Does that affect your writing?
No, you rip the shirt off and you wear that.
Okay, yeah. You know what? They always make fun of me because I have... I wear sleeveless
countless.
Shirts. No, when I go to the gym or when I'm just being lazy.
At the beach.
Or
when or you're
I'm
on
at
the
beach.
Internet.
Or walking around in your cargo.
So in general.
Or most pictures you'll find on his Facebook.
When I'm being lazy, when I'm outside, when I'm at the gym.
When walking
beach.
Around.
You know, that's only a little bit though.
Driving.
You know what? They're old shirts from high school because when I played basketball, I would cut the sleeves off. Because it was more comfortable to shoot with no sleeves on.
You have one from like elementary school, don't you?
No, that's a tank top from elementary school. Yeah.
How often do you kiss your biceps?
not enough.
Nice.
Why are you looking at me? This is Yama. I just got a look from James.
I think I just zoned out after that.
No, but to answer the question, I think we all look, our personal experiences are, we think...
I like how you're answering on behalf of six people.
I thought you were going to say, to answer your question, we all kind of look like our characters. Because this is exactly how you answered.
No, I would just say because how we are and normally is like we always make jokes and we just try to get the funniest things out of each experience.
Does Aaron
and that's
really
kind
ever
of...
make a joke? Aaron's persona in email is awesome. Aaron's persona in real life, he doesn't make those jokes.
Yeah, it's
I
weird.
Feel like Aaron, sort of like a celebrity, has someone else handling his email.
I just think in many ways we all have our sleeveless shirts.
I just think... Wait, I just wanted to say that because everyone kept saying
it. What does that mean?
I just think...
Hey, what do you think?
I like sleeveless shirts.
I don't think I've ever worn a sleeveless shirt.
It's about time
I did in Texas because it was a million degrees.
I can lend you some.
It's not that I wouldn't. I don't own any.
Why don't you?
I guess every shirt I own.
Nick,
till
you realized, hey,
shirt.
I like to cut holes. Because when you were a kid, you liked to cut holes in your shirts.
That's
no,
Rambo.
Just randomly in different spots.
He would cut holes in his shirts.
Around the
and then you realize you can cut a hole in a certain place.
Yeah, was it just around the nipples?
No.
That would be great. When you were like 3 years old and you started cutting the nipples out of your shirts.
When I was in elementary school, like third to fourth grade or something like that, I'm not sure. But I would just, I like cutting stuff because I'm always a weird kid.
Like yourself because it took the paint away.
No, never myself. With scissors, I would just cut like little holes in my shirts. Just because, and my mom would be like, why are there holes in your shirts? I would just say, I don't know.
Didn't you think you were Rambo or something?
Why would I have cut holes in my shirt?
I don't know where Hulk Hogan is.
Because Rambo was running around cutting his shirt
over.
With scissors?
No, because you used to have weapons and stuff. Or I don't know.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I was like 3.
Was it because Hulkamania was still running wild?
It was running wild in my heart.
Riled?
Running wild?
Running wild.
Nice. Did people spit on you, call you baby killer?
What?
Rambo.
We were just talking about Hulk Hogan.
Rambo, those are
Rambo.
Rambo.
They spit on me? Call me baby killer?
I appreciate that one,
Aaron. That ending is sad.
You just
talked
like Shag's too dope. That was it.
Who was a member of a gang.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
I see.
Shaggy 2 Dope was a member of a gang.
Yeah, the Juggalos are the gang.
Oh, the Inner City Posse?
Wow, I can't believe you called them that.
Oh,
wait,
what
did you just call?
Hey, do you
Inner
have,
City Posse?
Do you have another question?
I got another question. That's a good segue right there. Timothy Dempsey from My Life in the Trenches, which is
McDreamy?
A great webcomic.
No relation to Patrick.
Jack Dempsey.
Or maybe.
But he's got an excellent webcomic, so go see that. He once stole one of my tweets for a punchline, but he told me, so it's okay. Tim Dempsey. He says, let's hear how you feel about this summer's hiatus trend. I don't even know what that means.
I think he might be talking about the fact that a lot of shows during their season are taking like year-long hiatuses.
Just so you know, you listeners at home, Travis did.
Oh, I air quoted, sorry.
No, I just want to make sure they knew.
I wish he
would. What part did you air quote, by the way? Season?
Yeah, I guess. Because it's not really
it's
a season
allegedly
if you split
a season.
It apart.
It's a summer finale.
Yeah, like the summer finale. Like, Breaking Bad is only...
Finale.
Breaking Bad is in the middle of its final season, but it's going to air 8 episodes, then take a year off and air the final 8 episodes of that same season.
In effect, it's the 2 seasons.
I hate that they
don't
do
call
that
it the same
finale.
Season.
Isn't it just AMC doing this? It seems like
a lot of
cable channels really do.
Even
it.
BBC America does that.
Does BET do that? I heard the game. It happens on the game a lot.
BET at late at night used
the
to
only
have
show on BET.
BET at night used to have dirty videos late at night around 12 or 1, but they didn't
like people
anymore.
In the mud.
He just keeps talking over. And then,
jeez.
No, I don't know what to say.
Anger. No.
Well, tell us about these dirty videos.
No, they were just dirty videos of girls, you know, shaking their asses.
Oochies.
No, they're rumps, I believe. They're called
rumps, and they're throwing dollar bills at them and then slapping their asses.
So they were softcore.
I believe that's called making it rain.
No, making it rain is when you throw it on them. But
so they're garnishing them?
Yeah, I guess. No, but then they don't show those videos anymore. Now I think it's just
they don't show videos at all.
It's just gospel stuff. It's just preacher stuff. What's going on?
No. Well, I was trying to covertly ask Abe how much time we had. Then you looked at me and said, "What's going on?
How much time do
what's
we have
going
before
on?
We run out of microphone?
Microphone before it runs away."
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait. Right. Do you have more questions?
I have one last question. This is from Greg Randolph, formerly known as
Greg
A.
Wait, before we answer this, Greg was our
world
leader. We used to work with him at Toys R Us.
Yes.
And did I tell the story? Or is this on the podcast where we got rid of it?
Oh.
Because
no,
it sucks.
I haven't heard the story.
Never, it's been trashed.
That never happened.
Okay. Greg was our world leader at Toys R Us. He was our manager.
Abe.
And what we used to do was always hide all the go-backs or the reshop, all the stuff people left up. I would throw them in the bin and leave them there.
When you say bin, is that like English trash?
No, it just it's like the little kid treasure chest things that they had.
The
I would
chest.
Throw them in there. And then the next day, I would just blame some other white guy named Bert. And he would get Greg got very upset, but it was pretty hilarious because me and Abe always laughed about it.
And what happened to Bert?
Bert has a blanket that's... Oh, I can't remember the damn thing.
Bert had a ducky.
No. Yeah,
they sang him the ducky song.
Burt Reynolds?
That's Ernie.
Burt Reynolds had a mustache.
Bert has a blanket that helps him get to sleep. The blanket's soft and comfy and never makes a peep. Yeah.
He just flowed.
No.
Give him a beat.
No, it's a book I read to Layla every day, so I have that in my head constantly whenever someone says a Sesame Street character. I know what they do.
Ernie.
He's not in there.
Does she get bored of it?
Huh?
You read it every day.
She didn't know what the hell's happening.
Yeah.
She don't know no better.
She don't know no better.
All right, well, Greg, who also named our Podscure Gentlecast that none of us can say, right?
Podscure Gentlecast.
Well, thank you, Travis. You got it. Attaboy.
Did we say that at the beginning?
Yes.
Nick said a lot of stuff at the beginning. He says, if you could go back in time and erase one movie / TV show from the Earth's existence, what would it be and why?
I would say...
Hard question.
I would say the 1996 Sally Field movie Eye for an Eye, where Kiefer Sutherland is a white guy who lives in an all-black neighborhood.
I've seen that.
And gets away with every crime.
I saw that too.
It's awful.
It was a good movie.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
I would say I would like to take away the childhood from Yaman and erase Emmanuel 6, or was it 5?
It was 5.
5, and just see how things would turn out.
That's messed up.
That's messed up.
Well, hey, look, I want this to count.
I would say, no, I forgot. Go.
I would say Southland Tales.
That's
a good call.
That was awful.
Trevor
said he loved it.
We wouldn't be able to joke about pimps don't commit suicide.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh wait, I know. I would like to go back and see the movie Legion with Paul Bettany because Travis and Abe made me go watch that piece of shit. And
what was our other option?
You wanted to watch
it,
though.
No, I wanted to see Daybreakers with Ethan Hawke.
That one was not good either.
No,
it was better.
It was better.
No,
better.
But I'm saying leading up to Legion's release, we all wanted
to
watch it.
No, I did not that day. You guys made
that day.
And you guys are pointing at each other very violently.
Because Travis is lying. Right now, he's lying.
I'm saying when we first saw the trailer, we all wanted to see
it. Yeah, but when we were there at the theater that day, I said, no, I don't want to. But you guys, just watch it. Looks good. It was the worst piece of shit I've ever seen.
I've seen worse.
No, you haven't.
I would have originally said Land of the Dead because that used to be the biggest piece of shit to me that had ever existed.
Wait, is it Hitler's baby? Because everyone goes back in time and does something about Hitler's baby.
But then someone else would just become Hitler.
Because it's a different baby.
Yeah, something like that.
Wrong baby. That's why Hitler's
Hitler is that person because you killed the baby who wasn't Hitler.
What if? But you would have to go back in time and kill a bunch of babies.
Well, then basically you have to exterminate the Germans.
Jesus, well that sounds.
Well, funny. Then you're just doing what Hitler's doing. You're no better.
Then you become Hitler.
Oh shit!
Wow. Okay, so originally Land of the Dead.
That was deep.
Originally Land of the Dead, but then I saw Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, he's got a point.
That is the worst fucking movie I've ever seen, and what it does, it just anally rapes Dragon Ball. I hate it. I really fucking hate it. And if it was a TV show, I'd say Beast Machines.
Yeah, I agree with Aaron.
You seem sad.
No, because he's flashing back to Beast Machines and Dragon Ball Evolution. And it's tearing them up on the inside.
Wait, with Beast Machines when we were younger, because I was like, this show sucks, but Jim kept he was holding on, saying, no, it's good, it's all right. Do you remember you kept protecting it?
Well, yeah, I still watched it. I mean, I had no idea Dan DiDio had anything to do with
it
at the time.
And then they had to make it the hippie bullshit with the Maxwells for some reason. And then he's like, preacher and shit.
Or they're hippies or doing nothing, just smoking weed and hanging out?
I'd rather they be smoking weed than the shit they were doing in the
I still just want to go back in time and fuck with Yama's Emmanuel 5, so maybe he'd have to watch Emmanuel 4.
What do you think would happen if I didn't watch Emmanuel 5 scrambled and then watch it unscrambled?
That's what I want.
No, you would have found something else. It's like Hitler's Baby.
It's like Hitler's Baby.
You would have found a different Emmanuel.
It's like Hitler's Baby. There's always going to be a different Emmanuel. You take one down, there's still another.
Time
one.
Corrects itself no matter what.
Nature finds a way. Jeff Goldblum.
Trevor, what would you delete?
As far as movies go, it may prove futile, but I would probably get rid of the first scary movie.
Hey, Resistance is futile.
True story. I'd probably get rid of the first scary movie just because it resurrected the movie parodies, and if the movie parody wasn't resurrected, we wouldn't have disaster movie.
Scary movie.
It did.
The first movie called Scary Movie.
Oh. With Anna Faris?
Even though I like
he means horror movies.
Like, I think the first two...
That and Not Another Teen Movie were, like, okay.
Yeah, like, I think those were all right, but... Yeah, but they led to Scary Movie 3, 4, 5.
Epic movie.
Hates movie. Disaster movie.
All that shit.
Emmanuel 6. Even though it's 5, every time I say 6, I'm sorry.
You say 4, you say Emmanuel in space, you said...
So yeah, and the other movie I would or the show I would consider getting rid of might be, as much as I liked everything that led up to it, I would say possibly the Battlestar Galactica reboot, the new Battlestar Galactica, just because that finale was so heartbreaking.
Wow, really?
Wait,
would undo?
Oh shit! You know what? Fuck that! Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You guys would. Erase that from recorded history.
Yes, because
so that Edward James Olmos would still just be the guy who was in American Me.
Yes. Yes, you know what?
You make a good point, but
I'd rather have that because it would save on the
heart.
Do
you know how sad that would be? Oh, Edward James Olmos, he was in American Me, and then he was on the shittiest season of Dexter. It's so sad.
Yeah, that's true.
Would have been in Dexter.
Well, yeah, he might not have even been in Dexter. And then
he was in the Green Hornet.
He might have killed himself.
And if he wasn't in Dexter, I might not have had the greatest guess I've ever made.
So be careful what you wish for.
I just wanted everyone to stare at you longer with silence.
I wanted that
too. So, Edgerton looks pretty cool.
Yeah, he is. All right. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Go, Jim.
Butts.
I'd like to, what, Travis? Did you say butts?
But he said it very creepy.
He did. He said it creepy.
Like sensual.
Butts.
Oh, I don't know how sensual that was.
Sensual.
I don't think butts is a sensual word.
Sensual would have been if I was like a butts.
Yeah, is butts a sensual word?
Sorry, I wasn't paying
attention.
You've been asked.
What
is
that?
Like, I want to touch your butts. Is that like sensual?
That's creepy.
More than one butt.
Can someone say butts in a sensual way?
I think so.
Antonio Banderas. He could say it sensually.
He's a booty.
Touch your butts. I don't know.
You just said it in a sensual way.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'd like to plug any wrestling documentary. I've learned a lot about Shawn Michaels, not the porn star, recently.
Also, if it's someone's last name, like Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts.
Saying it in a real sensual way isn't necessarily just saying it in a whisper.
Are you sure about that? I think anything sensual is like...
You never heard someone sensually yell something?
Butts!
That's not sensual.
I think you scared the guy in the office.
Jim Halpert? All right, well, Shawn Michaels, Hulk Hogan, because Hulkamania is running wild. Hulk Hogan, I'm coming for you, N-word. And then, it's a YouTube video. Look it up. Aaron?
I'm not going to really make a plug. I'm just going to dedicate this podcast to the memory of Joe Kubert.
Why would you dedicate this?
Of all podcasts to dedicate.
Hey, Joe, we want to talk about softcore.
I feel horrible.
Game of Thrones. Sex.
Just because he passed away.
Hey, I just want to be real serious. For
sensual butts.
Big ups to Joe Kubert. He died. For you, Joe.
And I do think the title of this podcast should be Sensual Butts.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll leave it to you to post it. Then you can name it that.
Anyways, Joe Kubert, he was one of the favorite artists, one of the greats in the industry, and he passed away. Yeah, I know this is weird that I'm doing this.
And ass to ass.
Ass to ass.
So, yeah. For you, Joe, even though this is weird. So.
He was a good artist, though.
He wasn't
beating Joe.
He was fucking amazing. Yeah. And because of him, comics look like they do today, besides Lee Field. Even though he's not that bad.
With the pig noses?
Here, pig noses.
That's Lee Field.
Travis!
I would like to... I'm sensually having butts whispered at me. I would like to plug a great song and read one of its lyrics.
Wait, hold on. Before you steal this bit from Yama...
I don't care.
No, real quick. You've never checked your motor in this episode. What happened?
You know what that means.
You know what that means.
Those mandatory boner inspections.
Yeah.
Right now I don't have any just because.
No, do it!
I don't have a boner.
He just said.
I don't have a boner. I'm not taking it out.
He said he doesn't have any boners.
He said I don't have any.
You check your pockets?
No, wait, you can't say boner sensually either.
Retrace your steps.
Boner.
No, wait, I don't think. Wait, don't understand what the word sensual means.
Yeah.
I think what we're learning is we don't know how to be sensual. I think that's what we're learning right now.
Go. I'm really messed up right now. Hurry up.
I don't want to read this because I do feel like I'm ripping it off.
So what? He's ripping it.
Oh, come on. And tearing it. All right. Well, anyways, I'd work 24 hours, 7 days a week, just so I could come home and kiss your cheek. I love you in the morning, and I love you at noon. I love you in the night, take you to the moon. Ain't that tough enough?
Oh, nice. All right.
What?
Tough enough. Ain't that tough for
nerds? Is that the Beatles?
Ain't y'all puffin' stuff?
I thought you were reading us a love poem.
I was like, are you pouring your heart out to someone?
H.R. Puffin stuff?
No, I always do.
I was like, is there a lady out there listening? You just want to pour your...
Give him the moon.
Trev's always really sorry for what he did.
I'm singing it for Six Color
Stories. That was some Shel Silverstein type shit right there when he was doing... when he was just talking about
it. A.B. Boy.
You made me cry.
See, because you're like Pony Boy.
Yeah. Well, I do have a plug. Tippy and Friends. Check out that webcomic.
How do you spell Tippy?
T-I-P-P-Y.
With my
and
dick.
Friends.com. And he's also the scout locator for Breaking Bad.
Okay. Wait, what?
He's the scout, location scout. For Breaking Bad.
That makes more sense than when you said the scout located.
Yeah.
Ask him where we can get
that. And that comic's really good. This is James here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So check him out. He might be doing a guest comic for us soon. And
oh, yeah, he's putting that together.
That's it. And also, my cousin just started a bakery business. It's called the Whisk and Roller. So check that out.
Didn't your cousin start a band the other week?
So this band bakes as well?
Yes, they bake and they play music.
Band of Bakers?
What is your cousin's bakery again? Whisk and Roller.
Okay.
They're just starting out.
I remember when you plugged your cousin who had the band. I tried to look up. I couldn't find it.
Buffalo Eye on Facebook.
I know. I looked. I couldn't find it. I'm writing down Whisk and Roller.
Yeah.
This is Yama. I want to plug the Tumblr site, OkCupid Enemies. I don't know if you've seen it, but OkCupid is a dating site, and the interesting thing about it is that in addition to showing you your matches, you can find the people who are the least compatible with you.
That's
so what awesome. Someone's done is just find
take screenshots from people who are the least compatible with them and put them up next to excerpts from their profile.
That's pretty awesome.
I think it's just okcupidenemies.tumblr.com. It's a great site. And also, I want to dedicate this podcast to the victims of Endless Shrimp. Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Oh.
All right. But... All right.
Did you do your plugs?
No, I'm going to do it right now.
Are you going
to... I plug Millionaires. I'm going to plug Lynn at Six Color Stories.
Oh, I
because
got you.
She told you to give a shout out.
Because
going.
Her website is sixcolorstories.thecomicseries.com. There's some forward slashes in there, but I'm kind of too drunk to even concentrate on that.
It's not
an
EDU?
I don't... EDU? She's not going to... She's not college.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. And because she said...
She's not going to college.
Because she said, by the way, you better give me a shout out or else... She was just kidding, though, because there's a JK there.
Lol.
Lol.
There's also a lol.
Lol. And then also I like to plug... I like to plug Chani. I think that's how you say her name because she drew that picture of me. No, I think it's Chani.
Making out with
Hitler.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's Chani. But it's because she drew a picture of me making out with Hitler, and it was kind of disturbing, but it was awesome.
Lynn
all at the same
also
time.
Did a guest comic for us as well. One of the last guest comics. Twix also did one, which came out this week, which was pretty awesome.
And Lynn drew that picture of a cowboy riding a dinosaur because I made some tweet about it, and she did it in her comic.
Oh, awesome.
And I appreciate that. So big ups to Brooklyn. Who said that? Puff Daddy or the dead one? B.I.G. Oh, I like to dedicate this podcast to Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
All right, so...
What's
our sign out?
Huh? If you're from Mars...
No, wait.
If you're from
as
Mars...
All, okay, no, I got... Okay. All right, anyway. As always, if you're from Mars... And you got a pussy, we will fuck you. Wait, what was I gonna say? No, that's it. All right. Yeah!